All right, footy friends, can I catch a quick word with you before the pod starts? Cheers very much. Download SofaScore. Sorry, that was a bit rude of me, sorry. I'm just a bit excited, because I want you, my Football Hour mates, to know that SofaScore is a fantastic football app which will change your football experience. SofaScore has live coverage from over 500 soccer leagues, cups and tournaments with live updated results, stats, league tables, video highlights, fixtures and live streaming. What an app. It's all rolled into one. It's available on Microsoft, Google Play and of course the App Store. I'll tell you more about it later. Now, on with the show.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to the Football Hour. We are going Dutch style on this edition of the podcast, the Manager Watch series. We're talking about Frank de Boer. Can you believe he is Crystal Palace manager? Palace fans, I know we're a few weeks into the Premier League season, but can you still believe that? I had to take a large intake of breath, Dom, when I saw that Palace announced Frank de Boer as Big Sam's replacement. What did you make of Palace's flip reverse of managerial styles?
I think they've downgraded. I honestly do. I like Frank de Boer and I love the way he plays football. But for me, Crystal Palace don't have the players to play that expansive style of football. They've been playing this pragmatic, defensive style of football under the likes of Pulis and Allardyce. If I look at their signings, Jarrod Riederwald from Ajax, 8 mil, and Ruben Loftus-Cheek from Chelsea and Timothy Fosu-Mensah both on loan. I mean, I want Frank de Boer to do well and I want Palace to do well like another South London side, but I don't think they've got the players to play this style of football.
I don't think he's been given the players that he deserves.
That may be true, but I mean, if you looked at a game against Huddersfield, poor goals to concede.
Yeah.
Poor goals to concede. Just simple headers. I know good headers from Steve Meunier, but this needs to be defending better than that.
Well, Dom, Frank de Boer is a manager. He's won four titles with Ajax in 5 years. He was interviewed for the Liverpool job before Klopp took over. So why have you and a lot of English football fans got such pessimism about this appointment?
I'd look at his time at Inter Milan.
You've got to say that was under a cloud of a new owner who's still not getting things right there and is a little bit screw loose.
You could say that, but I could argue that a lot of managers could succeed at Ajax. And if we look at what Ajax did last season, they kind of did better under a manager that wasn't Frank de Boer, who's now gone off to manage Borussia Dortmund. I mean, they got to, obviously, the Europa League final against Manchester United. Unfortunately, didn't turn up. Although he didn't win the league, Ajax last season. Feyenoord, I believe, won the league last season. I just thought it was a weird appointment. You won't like this thing, but I would have appointed Roy Hodgson.
Really?
It's what he does. He takes a team who's threatened with relegation and takes them into the top half or just below that.
Okay.
He did it with us. He did it with West Brom.
It was so weird that they went from Big Sam to Frank de Boer. It feels too much like a culture shock.
I feel like there would need to be like a middle manager.
Yeah, a middle, yeah.
Like, you can't just go from Allardyce to de Boer. It's like a football manager going from like highly structured to highly fluid or very fluid.
Do you
fluid.
Think West Bromwich Albion will bring in Pep Guardiola after Tony Pulis?
De Boer and then Pep Guardiola.
Right, okay.
No, but I like the appointment and I love to see De Boer in the Premier League, obviously, but because he was obviously a wonderful player.
But it seems already this poor lad has come to this league where maybe he's wanted managing this league for so many years, right? It is where the best managers in the world are at the moment. Why are we so downbeat about him? I feel sorry for him already.
It's not that I'm downbeat about him. It's more that
he's picked the wrong club.
He's picked the wrong club because just looking at Palace's team, they don't have the players to play the way he wants to play. So if he's going to succeed, he has to change his ways. Although you could argue, I want to try play the system that suits me. You've got to look at the players you've got and play a system that suits them as well. Because simply, they haven't got the players to play the expansive style of football he wants to play.
So even their best players in Zahar and Benteke, they're not the sort of players, the striker and winger. Dutch football is all about brilliant, smart wingers. Zahar's not a smart winger. Zahar's off the cuff, isn't he? But Dom, why does a team with Zahar, who I think is one of the best wingers in the league, And the £30 million beast, Benteke, always seemed to be struggling around relegation zone.
Because what happens with Palace is they appoint a manager or have a manager begin the season who's not very good or doesn't suit the club, and then they have to bring in someone to save them from relegation. Because, like, the last three managers, let's have a look, right? Allardyce, Pardew and Pulis, right? They're nothing like Frank de Boer as well. And I mean, I feel like there needed to be a middle manager. They wouldn't get him, but an example would be someone like Eddie Howe, like that, who's still got that English... I know he's got a very bad defence.
Should they have tried harder for Sean Dyche?
I'd argue Sean Dyche is one of the best managers in the league, mate. But no. Sean Dyche would have been a great appointment.
Don Betts has Sean Dyche posters on his bedroom wall.
I do. And my doorbell is his dulcet tones.
How was the game today, Sean?
But honestly, Sean Dyche, that would have been a great appointment, because I'd argue maybe Palace have a bigger budget than Burnley.
Can we do a new podcast, Sean Dyche reading, like, poems?
Love letters.
Can we do Sean Dyche reading poems?
It'd be great. Do you have his number?
No, I'll do Sean Dyche impression.
Try to do Tony Pulis or Sam Allardyce to compliment you.
Can you do a Sam Allardyce impression?
No, you're the normal one, actually, so you can do that one. But no, moving on.
It's a lot of flappy cheek. Yeah.
So I think Sean Dyche would have been a good appointment.
Don't try to be professional. I'm just so just like...
No, but I think Sean Dyche would have been a great appointment, because I think out of all the English managers in the league at the moment, I argue he's the best. He's better than Eddie Howe for me.
Is he better than Tony Pulis?
Yeah, I think he is.
Is he?
Look at West Brom and what they've got.
Yeah.
And then look at what Burnley had.
Yeah, but I'm also looking at sort of what Palace had. He got them out. Why can't we talk about Zaha and Benteke, who I wanted to talk about? Brilliant players, but they're struggling in the Palace side. Zaha, well, I don't know what to think about him. 2 out of 3 weeks, Dom, I look at him and go, this guy is insane. Then on the third week, I'm like, this guy, you deserve to be at Palace. Can he keep dragging them out of the dumps?
No, I don't think he can.
He's not that good.
No, it's just what my argument is, if we take Benteke, let's say, is he is a good striker, but he's not that good. Like, he went to a top five, top six club, and he didn't do anything. He is a striker who looks good in a bottom half team.
Right.
That's what my argument is with Zaha, maybe. He looks good, but does he complement to the team?
An individual player, let's put it like that. Right. Enough of Benteke and Zaha. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back and talk about Crystal Palace's dead wood that Frank de Boer needs to get rid of. Back to the footy chat in a sec. But remember that SofaScore app you promised me you'd download at the end of this pod? I just thought I'd ram home that you should definitely download it. As well as all the stats, odds, scores and scorers, they have video highlights which are available from all the most popular football leagues around the world. La Liga, the Copa del Rey, Serie A, Coppa Italia, German Bundesliga and even Neymar's Ligue 1. That's enough about SofaScore for the moment. Back to the lads from the Football Hour. Welcome back to the Frank de Boer special. Crystal Palace fans, we've been a bit pessimistic. Let's continue that run of form. Dom, I think Palace fans are desperate for a new goalkeeper. There have been so many available on the transfer market this summer. Why haven't they gone and found a replacement, firstly for Steve Mandanda, and now for Wayne Hennessy? Hennessy is shocking, mate.
I don't understand why he didn't go in for Begovic, who went to Bournemouth.
Yes! Surely you want to stay in London.
I don't know, Joe Hart on loan, like West Ham did.
Yeah. Do they not want to pay the wages, do you think?
Possibly.
I don't think Palace pay big wages.
You can look at their signs missing. Obviously, Gerard Riederwell from Ajax, but he probably wouldn't have been on much money there.
He can't play in goal.
Yeah, he can't play in goal. But, I mean, but like the wages they're playing, Chelsea, Man United are probably helping him out with Ruben Loftus-Cheek and Timothy Fosu-Mensah.
They're like scraping by with these transfers. Dom, is Jason Puncheon the right man to be controlling the midfield in the Premier League?
No.
And is it time to get rid of Kabay? The transfer hasn't worked.
Hasn't worked as they expected it to, but I think you have to keep Kabay in there. I just think without him, there is no creative flair in there. For me, you need him in there.
But I often feel the ball bypasses him so quickly at Palace. Because Zaha's gone, the ball gets booted up to Benteke, and Kabay's just hurting his neck looking at this ball over his head. Yeah, I think the Kabay experiment, which I thought at the start, I'm thinking, wow, Palace have got a good player here. It's not worked.
I think a very actually underrated player for Crystal Palace is Luka Milicevic.
Yeah. But then again, brilliant under Sam Allardyce, but is he a Frank de Boer type?
No, for me, he's not. And if we look at their midfield, right, we've got Jonathan Williams, Jason Puncheon, Jordan Mutch, Ruben Loftus-Cheek, who's coming on loan, James McArthur, Johan Cabaye.
It's so basic championship,
and Luka Milicevic, yeah.
I've got to ask you, Delaney, Bakary Sakho, Lee Chong-Li and Jordan Mutch, that is the dead wood. Palace chairman, there's your dead wood. Get rid of that now. Dom, talk to me about Damien Delaney. We hate him here at the Football Hour, don't we?
Yeah, he's just not very good. He's 36.
Is that what he is? He needs to get out of that.
All the players you just mentioned, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure none of them would get even into Fulham's or Leeds' team.
No.
And we're both maybe, I'd say, playoff standard championship clubs.
Yeah. It's a really good point, mate. They finished 14th. Sam Allardyce got them out of the relegation zone somehow, Dom. I can't see it this year. I think Palace will finish 18th.
Same.
Getting relegated.
I said that as soon as Sam Allardyce left, I was like, whoever Palace bring in, if it's not Hodgson or Dyke, they're going down.
What I see is Frank de Boer either having enough and walking because he's not being given the tools. And I think the Palace chairman will eventually go, we can't handle this, we've got to try and save it again. And I don't think they'll save it again.
Unless they do bits in the last week of the transfer window. Yeah. I can't really see much
happening. I don't see it. Sorry, Palace fans, we've been really pessimistic about it. You brought in an amazing Dutch legend as a player. Hopefully he can be one as a manager. We're just not sure it's that he's the right man.
Yeah, like, I hope he does really well there, but I just can't see it personally, and I think they will go down.
All right, that has been the Palace edition of Manager Watch. Frank de Boer, thank you so much for listening. Sorry for being a bit down, but that's why you listen to the show, isn't it?
That's why they do.
That's why you love us just be ranting and raving. All right, I've been Alex Smearns. That's been Dom Betts. In a bit.
Laters.
All right, footy friends, now the pod has finished, all the details regarding that brilliant SofaScore app I've been banging on about are in the podcast description below. If you can't find them, just jump on sofascore.com.